terrorist who plotted police beheading highly likely to be released with lifelong anonymity. By Kurt Zindelka on January 3, 2021. Britain's youngest terrorist, who was convicted of plotting to behead a police officer at the age of 14, is set to be released back onto the streets with lifelong anonymity after serving just 5 years in custody. The terrorist is one of the few child criminals in Britain to be granted lifelong anonymity, meaning that upon his release the public will have zero knowledge that a terrorist is living in their midst. A parole board hearing for the convicted terrorist, referred to only as RXG, will be held next week, and it is highly likely that he will be released on license, The Mirror reports. RXG was handed a life sentence with a minimum of 5 years in prison at Manchester Crown Court in 2015, after pleading guilty to inciting terrorism overseas. The court heard that he convinced 18-year-old Savdeep Basim to commit mass murder and behead a policeman in Melbourne, Australia during an Anzac Day, an Australian equivalent of Remembrance Sunday or Veterans Day. The two terrorists would have in all probability been successful had British police not uncovered the plot and alerted Australian officials. When police raided the teenager's home, they discovered a bomb-making guide, a combat knife, and a flag supporting the Islamic State. Police said that aside from the plot in Australia, RXG had planned to target a police station and town hall in the United Kingdom. During a hearing on whether to keep the terrorist's identity anonymous, Mr. Justice Saunders argued that there was a danger of RXG becoming glorified by certain sectors of society if his identity were to be revealed. That glorification is more likely to be effective if he is identified and more likely to encourage others to do what he has done, Justice Saunders said. In response to the decision to allow the terrorist to remain anonymous, a research fellow for the anti-extremism think tank the Henry Jackson Society, Dr. Paul Stott, said, the 2019 decision to grant a teenage terrorist lifelong anonymity, despite the objections of the media, was a remarkable decision. The public will rightly be disturbed that a young man considered dangerous enough to be jailed for life in 2015 may be considered for release in April 2020, Scott added. The attack at London Bridge and Sudesha Mons in Streatham have proven that we can't rule out released terrorists going on the rampage again, he warned, adding, the interests and concerns of the general public must come first. In February, the government passed the Terrorist Offenders Restriction of Early Release Bill, which extended the minimum sentence for terrorists to at least two-thirds of determinate sentence, rather than the standard half-term mandated for most criminals. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here, @KurtZindelka.